This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery from IPG, and I'm Mark Andrews. Glad to have you along. Today's Dollar is all about you and your money and how to manage it. And if you want to call, leave a message, 913-317-9210 or during the week, or you can go online at todaysdollarshow.com. Guys, how you doing today?
We're doing great. Happy to be here.
Doing well, Mark.
Well, that's a good thing. It's turning colder out. It's fall. And people's money is just sitting there doing nothing. And we're trying to help them learn how to do better things with all of their money. And Ron, let's just throw this first question to you real quick. How did all this get started with you and DC?
Well, you know, I've known DC for a long time, and actually DC was doing business with a firm that I have, and I went to him one day and I said, you know, I've watched you. You've been a professional out here in the industry for a long time. Would you consider coming in and working with me? And he said, you know, I might want to consider doing that. He'd reached a point in his career where maybe he wanted to settle down a little bit. So some years ago, we got together and came in. It's been a tremendous addition to our company.
And Ron, you and I have, as we've continued our professional careers, tell the audience about our radio show and how we got started.
Well, you know, as we said before, I felt an obligation to come to the market with education. And, you know, we know a lot of what goes on in the insurance industry with what insurance companies are providing to the consumer. And what I felt like was there was a lot of selling going on, but not a lot of education. So what I wanted to do is have a radio show that has different topics, and we'll take on those topics one by one. We may call on actuaries to help us with those topics, professional tax people, securities people, whatever the topic is. We have all that kind of talent in our firm. And so, you know, I learned a long time ago to associate myself with people a lot smarter than I when you're trying to get the answers that you're looking for. And so we just kind of have a place where people can come and get education. We primarily serve that with brokers and insurance professionals all over the country. And also because DC's had a private practice for years, and I have also, we decided, well, you know, if we can share some information on radio that can helpful to people and they don't have anybody to work with them, well, then they can give us a call and we can take care of that too.
And you guys train not only just the common person like myself who has no clue what's going on, but you also train professionals as well.
What we do is we really specialize in annuities a lot. As a matter of fact, we've designed several. And so somebody out here that's trying to be a professional sees all these products offered by all these different companies, and they'd like to have a firm that can just break it all down for them and show them the ins and outs of how each annuity is built. And there's just not a lot of that today. And so a firm like ours, we really attract a lot of people that want education.
Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about income planning and how to, you know, prepare for the future. What is the deal with insurance companies? We were talking a little earlier before we started that many insurance companies are just getting into this.
Darwin, you want me to take that on?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Income planning is something that is, I mean, insurance companies have done it for years with immediate annuities and things of that nature. But about a decade ago, insurance companies started looking at, could I create a benefit where it could provide an income that could be guaranteed for life, but yet the client continued to have control of their asset. And they took a look at that, and, you know, as I've said before, insurance companies, when they deal with a consumer, they do one of two things. They either offer a way for you to create more wealth with cash, or they offer you a benefit. And an example of that benefit would be a life insurance policy. You know, I pay a premium, I get a benefit, and when I die, that converts to cash to my heirs. Well, they came up with a new benefit called an income rider. And basically what they wanted to do is go to the consumer and say, when you get ready to retire, we will calculate a check for you. And regardless of how long you live, that check will always be there, even if you don't have money. So in a low interest rate environment like we've been in and have been in for some time, sometimes it looks pretty attractive to people to know that they can get these checks, and even if their money runs out, the check goes on. But, you know, it's changed a lot over 10 years, but that is how it got started.
Well, let me ask you this. Maybe this is kind of a goofy question, but that I'm known for being goofy. Is there any particular kind of insurance company, or are there certain ones? How does this work?
It's with companies that are in the annuity business. 10 years ago, there might have just been two or three companies that were offering income riders. Now, all kinds of insurance companies are offering income riders. But I have to tell you, the climate has changed, and I wanted to have a show today to show people how it has changed, because just because somebody did something 10 years ago might not be the same thing that I want to do today. But the real reason they got into it, it actually started in the variable annuity business, because people would have variable annuities. They wanted to have an income, but they couldn't count on whether the money was going to go up or down. So they came out with this rider that said, regardless of what your variable annuity did, we'll go ahead and grow your money at 5%, and we'll put a calculation on there. So regardless of what this asset does, you'll be able to have a guaranteed payment off of it. And it started that way with variable annuities. It was very difficult because it became very hard to price for loss of principal. Well, the fixed annuity industry took a look at that and said, well, what a way to enhance a payment. And the theory behind it is you take out more than the money's actually earning, so eventually your money runs out because it's not earning what you're taking. So the sell and the concept was, regardless if your money ran out in a low interest rate environment, these payments will be guaranteed, and even if you live to be 100. And so it's become a very popular item. And in the next segment, I'll discuss why we feel like it's changed over the last 10 years.
This is Today's Dollar right here on 103.7 FM and AM 710 KCMO with your host, DC and Ron. If you want to get a hold of them during the week, you can call at 913-317-9210. You can call today and leave a message, or you can send them a line online at todaysdollarshow.com, and they will get back with you as soon as they can. And if you have some questions, you can also send those to todaysdollarshow.com, and we can attempt to answer them here on the air as well. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with you right here on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 AM and 710 KCMO. And we're glad to have you along. Got DC and Ron. I'm Mark Andrews. If you want to get a hold of them, you can call them at 913-317-9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. DC, what are we doing today?
All right. Thank you, Mark. Well, Ron kind of covered that a little bit in the first segment. But what we're going to do is we're going to kind of dig into these income riders, and we're going to really teach you or talk a little bit about today how people use insurance companies for income planning. And what's really important is identifying that money, number one, but really they kind of come in two classes, and that is, do you have more assets than income need, or do you have more income than you have assets? And that means a lot to us when you come in and visit with us. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how they work. How can I grow my money successfully in this low interest rate environment? And in all reality, what we're going to try to explain to you today is when these income riders came out 10 years ago, just how powerful they were, how they act today, and how you can safely grow your money in today's low interest rate environment.
Just to interrupt here quickly, what is an income rider?
Well, we're going to dive right into that, Ron, and I think this is where you come in, partner.
There you go.
Here's what happens. You take money to an insurance company and you purchase an annuity. They have this new rider called an income rider, which they say, you know, I really don't know what interest rates are going to do over the next 20 years, but for income planning, I will calculate that your money will grow at 7% compound. What happens is every time an income rider comes out, our actuarial department takes it, dissects it, and we get in and look and see how it was really structured. So I'm looking at a policy, and I won't name the carrier, but I'm going to take you back a decade ago. Well, a decade ago, we could go in and get an interest rate of about 4.5% on savings. Well, this particular company offered the annuity at 4.5%, but they said for income planning, I will calculate it at 7% compound, guaranteed for 20 years. Well, that automatically tells you the income account will always be worth more than the actual cash value in the policy. And when they go to compare and say, here's the guaranteed income I can offer for life whenever you start it, whether you wait 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, it doesn't matter. There's a schedule. We will calculate it off of that higher number. Well, to give you an example, I'm looking where somebody put away $200,000. We took an income rider that was 7% compound for 20 years. And after 10 years, here's the result. The actual cash value in the policy grew at about a 4% rate after the charge for the rider. The charge for the rider was 65 basis points a year. Well, after 10 years, they would have charged $21,639 for that rider. The premium they would be offering the consumer, should they say, now I want to turn on my income, they would guarantee $21,639 guaranteed the rest of your life. So what we look at is, we gave you $200,000, you waited 10 years, you now turned on income of $21,639. How long did it take you to recover the premium that you gave the insurance company? And in this case, when you gave them $200,000, it'd take a total of 20 years to get back your original $200,000. So in this case, this client was 50 years old. So they had to live to be age 70 just to get back their original premium. But then they had an income account number that was worth more than that $200,000. Well, it would take 27 years to get that total amount out of that income account. And the thing that we want people to understand is that there may be people that die before they get to be age 70. And in those cases, there really was not a benefit. There was a charge that you did live long enough to get. But still, for somebody that says, I'm really concerned, I need the $21,000 more than worrying about my $200,000. Well, we found a good benefit in it because even if you bought the policy and never used it, your money still grew at 4%. But let's fast forward now 10 years down the road. Well, interest rates have fallen. Today, that same benefit looks like this. I give you $200,000, and instead of making 4% after 10 years, I make less than 1%. The fee, instead of being $67,000.
It's not often you get Ron to be speechless, but I'm trying to understand this too.
The fees in the old contract were $32,000. And that fee today is $61,072. And you were buying a $21,000 annual benefit every year, and today that fee will only buy you a $15,000 $504 benefit. So
when you talk about the benefit, you're talking about you get a check every year for $21,000.
Yes.
I see.
Okay. And so what happens is what the insurance company says is, hey, how about this $21,000 guaranteed? I don't care if you live to be 100. It sounds great. Well, but when you get in and you study it, if you don't live 20 years from the time you start taking that payment, well, here, if you were 50 and you started at 60, that'd be age 80. Well, if you don't live to age 80, you didn't even get a benefit. You simply got back your own money.
Ah.
Follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you got to charge me $32,000.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's, things sound good, but what we do is we do the math behind it. So we take this stuff very serious, and we look at it, and we say, you know, first of all, do you even qualify for an income rider? Is this something that you need in your portfolio? And then we look at how the income rider works, what are they charging for the income rider. But we think it's very important for the consumer to understand how long they're going to have to live to get a benefit at all.
Well, I can certainly see why people would, you know, call you to learn, because it can get very confusing very fast in all of the, you know, things that are going on. And when you look at banks offering barely a percent, it gets to be a mess out there, doesn't it?
Well, you know, just because I did something 10 years ago, because the interest rate environment has changed, I might not want to do the same thing I did 10 years ago. And you can buy this income rider in this particular case, but understand your money's probably not going to grow, because by the time they put the fee in, it's probably going to take a lot of the growth away. And, you know, and if you're happy with the income account of $15,000 a year, that would be good. We have charts that show who has the highest income rider payments in the country, what are the charges for that, and you just need to understand how it works. In these income riders, we use up all your money first in your annuity, and then once your money is depleted, then we start putting extra money in that was in the income account.
So there's a lot going on here that's kind of behind the scenes sometimes that people need to learn. Is this one of the reasons so many people are finding it difficulty to really invest these days?
Well, I don't know that they're uneasy with the investment part of it, but what we're really trying to get across to our listeners today, both, you know, people that are getting ready to retire, maybe they even have retired and looking for an income rider, and even the financial professional out there that maybe heard Ron say something today they just didn't quite understand. What we're trying to do is say, look, things have really changed over the past 10 years, and you, with this low interest rate environment, if you're working with safe money, you've got to be able to take advantage of everything that's out there. So if you're in a position where you've purchased an annuity, Ron and I talked about it before we got here, or you're thinking about it, or you've got an advisor that you would like to have visit with us, we'd be happy to sit down and go through all these numbers that Ron just covered with you. We just think it's really important that people understand in today's world with this low interest rate environment, then when you turn on income, with most of the annuities out there, now we're going to talk about some opportunities in our next segment, you're not going to have any money left, you know, upon your death. Would you agree with that, Ron?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we've done studies on most of the top annuities out there today, and it's going to be very difficult to hold that principal together just because there's not enough interest rate behind it. Now, that doesn't mean it's a bad deal, because if you're happy with the income, I mean, we've got clients that come in and say, Ron, I don't care what happens to my money. I just need the income. And we'll talk about that. I think Ron's got a couple of case samples that he's going to share with us here a little bit later. So we would just ask that it is a little complicated, but that's why we have the actuaries that can visit with us about this. And we'd encourage you to give us a call at 913-317-9210. We'd be happy just to sit down and visit with you about your scenario and talk about maybe you've got an annuity, maybe you've got something in there you're really not comfortable with, and we can sure help you understand that better. And or, Mark, they can look us up on todaysdollarshow.com, go down to the end, push the button, maybe leave a comment or two, and we'll call you right away. I know our show's on Sunday, but we'll get back with you just as soon as we possibly can.
All right. If you want to learn more, again, go to online at todaysdollarshow.com. This is Today's Dollar. I'm trying to learn. And if you want to learn how to invest your money, how to survive retirement, then you need to keep listening to the show, and you need to give them a call for questions at 913-317-9210. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with more of Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710. KCMO. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery from IPG. And I'm Mark Andrews. Today's Dollar is all about you and your money and how to manage it. You can call them during the week or even today on Sunday, 913-317-9210. They'll get back with you as soon as they can, or go online at todaysdollarshow.com. And we've been talking about financial planning and how do you manage your money. And I got a little confused. Ron, you know, I'm trying to learn all of this stuff, but basically you were talking a little earlier about, you know, $200,000 and then you get like $21,000 a year. But if you die early, you're really losing money in that particular case. And what you guys do is go behind the scenes, you do the math, so you make sure that what you're investing in is worth it. Because as you were saying, you might just be getting your own money back and not making any money. And the whole point of investing is to make money, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. You know, what we looked at is, in this example, in 10 years, we would have given this insurance company over $32,000 in fees.
Wow.
Well, they look at us and say, well, here's a payment for $21,000. Well, you've had my money for 10 years. I gave you $200,000. Now you're going to give me back $21,639. And you're going to take it off this account. And you're going to say to me, even if that $200,000 runs out, you're still going to get that check of $21,639 regardless of how long you live. And that all sounds really good. But when you do the math, you say, well, I gave you $200,000. I waited 10 years. Now you're going to give me back a little over $21,000. That takes 10 years to deplete my 200. So in 20 years, from 50 to 70, there's really been no benefit. In that particular example, the benefit does not kick in till it's been in force for over 20 years. We just want people to understand that. And we understand that there'll be a class of people that don't live to age 70. And you just need to understand, under this particular example, you would only get back your money and you didn't really receive anything for your $32,000. Now, in the insurance industry, they'll say, well, some people get more benefits than others. Well, I would argue and say nothing is not a benefit. If I'm going to pay a dollar, I want to get something for it.
I would agree with that. So if you died early, you know, is this money like gone? Can you pass it on to your wife?
Or? Well, what they do is they take this $21,000 out of this account that had $200,000 in it, and they subtract it off of it. And depending on what it's earning, we're in a very low interest rate environment. It's not going to be earning the payment that you're receiving. So we know eventually the money's going to run out. So in the example that we used, it would take 27 years to deplete all the money, which is the money you gave them, all the interest you earned, and they give you back that 21. They know there's no liability there for 27 years. So I bought it at age 50. That means liability starts for them above age 77. Well, we're okay with that as long as you understand that. And I think today what's happening is we don't sit down and share how long does it really take to recover all of my money or all of the money you say I've earned.
Well, tell me you've got a better plan.
Well, here's what we do. There, you know, I'll give you an example. I had an agent come to me and he said, Ron, I have $750,000. My client wants to retire in 3 years, and then he really needs $60,000 a year off this retirement. Well, I found him an annuity with an income rider. We got a bonus put on it. We got a nice roll-up rate on it. And at age 70, they allowed a 6% liquidation rate. So that's $60,000 because it's $750,000 turned into $1 million in 3 years. Now, in his case, he didn't care about his $750,000. He had to have the $60,000. And he was willing to understand that if he died before 20 years, there probably wasn't a benefit there. But he needed that $60,000 guaranteed. So in his particular case, it's what he wanted. It was fully disclosed, and he chose to do it.
Another dumb question, but that's why you're here teaching me. When you get your check for $60,000 in this case, now you have to pay income tax and all that stuff on it, or how's all that work?
If it's coming out of gain in the contract, yes.
Okay.
But if the contract did not create good interest credits and you're actually removing the principal, then a portion of that would not even be taxable because you're just spending your own money. Unless it was a qualified account, then if it was qualified, all of it would be taxable.
You ever get the impression that maybe the government takes too much taxes out and stuff? And I know in a future show here pretty soon we're going to be talking about taxes because the tax ban cometh, unfortunately. But DC, let's get back into this financial planning, because I'm starting to sort of see the point here. It's kind of what you need, but you got to really understand how to get what you need. And that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, that's true, Mark. And you know, we work with all types of class of people, but what we really understand is that this money is very, very important to them. And the last thing we want to do is reposition that into something that is not exactly what they understood. So that's why we take the extra time to go through so that we can explain that to them. So what we really want to work on how many years that you're going to give us or give the insurance company that deposit, and how many years it's going to take to get my deposit back, and then how many years it's going to take me to get my account balance back. And then really most importantly, what we're going to touch on here in a little bit is, what is the insurance company charging me for this? And, you know, to Ron's point is there's a class of people we know between 60 and 85. I think the actuaries would tell us a percentage that are not going to live that long. And yet the insurance companies collected a charge each and every year where our client or whoever's client got no benefit. And we just think that's really important. Now, it's important for our clients to understand. Now, we're in no way saying that these products are not important, because they do fit. Would you agree with that, Ron? I mean,
yes.
It's not. I mean, in certain situations, you know, our clients are going to be elated with this, because really what they want to do is turn on an income. So what we really want to do is we want to teach you maybe a better way on an income rider, but we also want to talk about, you know, what's happening with income riders today, and then how we believe that if we participate in the market with indexing, which we're not risking your money, I'll have Ron touch on that a little bit, that we can outperform anything out there. And I think that's going to be on our next segment, Mark.
Okay. So if you want to learn more, now is the time to find out. You know, you can come in and talk to them. 913-317-9210 is the phone number. You can call today. You can leave a message. They'll get back with you. If you're thinking of retiring in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 2 years, they can help you and help you get through all of the problems that you find with our pit holes, maybe is a better word to use, in how to invest your money for your retirement. And we'll have to get a little more into it. You're going to bring up some good points here in just a minute. Just a quick brief thing here. IRAs and all those kind of things are totally different than what we're talking about. You can see how ignorant I am, but I'm actually starting to learn, so it is fun here.
No, Mark, really, lifetime savings is lifetime savings. I don't know, Ron could probably speak to this better than I, but I'm imagining there's probably at least 50 or 60% of all money going into annuities or probably qualified money. Would you agree, Ron?
Correct.
So it's just your lifetime savings. We're talking about people that worked their entire life to get this pool of money put together, and they needed to derive an income off of it. So in our next segment, Ron's going to explain to us, and we're very fortunate to have Ron and the actuaries, you know, in our practice, because they design these fantastic products. But we're going to talk, how can I grow my money safely in this low interest rate environment next.
All right. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. With your host, DC, and Ron, I'm Mark Andrews. We're learning about money and how to manage your money, finding out what's the best way for your future. And the good thing is, DC and Ron are teachers. They teach everybody, including professionals. And I'm glad you guys are here because I keep coming up with these corny questions sometimes, but nicely, they have never said I'm corny or goofy because they care about making sure you understand what you're doing. It's your money, and the only one that's going to be responsible for it is you. Is that a safe thing to say, DC?
Yeah, that's exactly the way we operate, and we're certainly not interested in making you buy something when you come into our office at all. As a matter of fact, we'll spend as much time. We've got clients that have been back three or four or five times that we're trying to educate, because we don't want to be 10 years down the road and have them disappointed, or maybe not even disappointed, but not understand what type of product that they did buy with their deposit. And the reason we're doing this radio show is because we kind of, you know, Ron said it in a nice way, but we kind of feel like that could certainly happen. And we just don't want to have it happen with our practice.
Well, that's a very good thing. And again, they can help you. They teach you. They walk you through all of the pitfalls and all of the options. And Ron, we were talking about making, you know, I should know this, but, you know, retirement's not just about saving money. It's also about making that money grow and getting residuals from it. Isn't that true?
Yes, and I wanted to, on this segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we're in a very low interest rate environment. And because it's been so low over the last 10 years, it has dramatically reduced the payments that insurance companies are willing to stand up for and pay for life. And not only have the payments gone down, but the charges have gone up because it becomes hard to reserve for those payments because we're in such a low interest rate environment. And, you know, here's what I would say. Number one, if you're going to buy a benefit, buy one that pays regardless. In other words, maybe I want to have an income rider. I'll give you an example. I have a client that I set him up an income rider. I wasn't interested in what the policy was going to make because I got him a great roll-up for 20 years, but it paid at death. He's not interested in taking income. It's called asset transfer. And I remember I looked at him and I said, I really don't know where I can take your money today and get you a guaranteed 7% compound for 20 years, and it's going to pay at death. As a matter of fact, he's given 75% of his money to charity. He's not even going to pass it on to his family. So he's only interested in, Ronnie, show me the best way to grow that money on a guaranteed basis. So in his particular case, an income rider was great. He didn't care about the fees, because he was going for the death benefit that was compounding at 7%. I will say this, though. The way that you work today is different than what you had to do 10 years ago. One of the things that we started designing a few years ago was tying the income rider to the stock market instead of interest rate credits. We're not putting your money in the market, but the interest that you would normally earn on it. And basically what we said, instead of taking a roll-up on this, having this income account with a roll-up, what if I took that same sum of money and bought an index credit with it? Would it create me more than that roll-up? And when we back-tested it, I'll give you a perfect example. This was a client that had $450,000 for a 401k plan. They're 52 years old. They want to retire at 65. Well, we know we could go out and get them this roll-up, and they could have a $48,000 payment by the time they're 65 years old with $1 million in their income account. Now their cash value was only going to be $537,000 because it had low interest credits in it and it had high fees. Well, we said, well, what if we took that same theory and instead of doing this 6% roll-up, we tied it to an annual point-to-point cap, and we found out with the money that they had to spend, we could get a 14% cap. Well, we said if we took that same time frame and at 65, although it's not guaranteed, It's based on should the market perform. That payment was $77,000 instead of $48,000. So here's what I would say. In the next decade, look at what's going on in the economy. When you sign up for one of these contracts, you're signing up for a long-term commitment. And do I want to put that long-term commitment in a low interest rate environment like we're in, or do I believe that the stock market credits could make me more than that low interest rate environment over the 10 years? The answer would probably be simple, because in these accounts, even if the market goes down, you never lose. You just don't get a credit that year. So the worst that can happen to you is zero. Actuaries study this, and they show us 70% of the time you're going to win. Well, when we take that 70%, we multiply it times the number of years, we find out that it's much higher than that roll-up. So I would much rather try to get $77,000 instead of having a guaranteed $48,000. The other thing we find, we have policies today, because they're earning more cash on the other side of the equation. We'll show examples where the cash itself in the policy would support the payment that year. So not only would I take a payment, but my cash value might grow. So there's just many accounts out here that you can look at to come up with a great solution. So agents come to us and basically they say, you know, Ron, I've got this $450,000. Show me all the different ways that my client can use these income accounts with these different companies. And that's why we have actuaries. That's why we put studies together. So it's just not for clients. Our agents come to us, so we take care of all the math behind what they're trying to get done to try to create the best value for their customer.
So that's one of the benefits of getting a hold of you. DC, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can call us at 913-317-9210 and just leave a message. Even if it's after today's show, we'll call you right back. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com. You know, part of what we preach and what we teach is that when our clients give us their money, it's up to us to try to grow that as big as we possibly can. And you know, we're not saying that everything's going to work out all the time. But what we do know is if you sit down with us, you're going to have a better understanding of what's out there for your money. Now, Ron talked a little bit about some new concepts that are out there. One of the beauty of this concept is potentially, you know, we talked about people spending all their money in 20 and 27 years. Potentially with this type of contract, you could still have as much as your original deposit in there, you know, after you're 80, 85 years old. So these are just powerful things that we want, you know, our clients to understand. And in order to do that, you really need to come in and visit with Ron or I. Call us again at 913-317-9210. We'll set an appointment with you. You guys can come in and sit down with us, and we'll teach you everything we know about your situation.
All right, another great show, guys. We just don't have enough time to carry on. We'll be back next week right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. This is Today's Dollar.